Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield. Made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Office blocks, turn yourselves a profit. Learn the way to make it pay. than the guy who'd stop it. Little Bill Cotton sat on his bottom, totaling his assets. Heard that arms were in demand, sold both his for hatchets. Sold his blood for blots of ink, sold his lungs for coal dust. Sold his legs for wooden pegs, and what was left for compost. Puffing Billy's run out of steam, his iron lungs are rusting. Puffing Bill can't pay the bill, so drop him in the dustbin. Dill Maloney cut off her breasts, put them up for auction. Sold to the man in the bowler hat to pay for her abortion. The trees are blind in Lover's Lane, the paper weeds are blooming. So don't go giving your heart away when the heart market's booming. Holy founder found a word, hit it with a hammer, crucified the hole inside, sold it for a tanner. The word was worshipped from afar on coloured packs of cornflakes. The word was used to cure the blues, bad breath and toothaches. The Liberty Bell is sinking fast, the bars are made of cardboard. You'll never climb aboard in time if you don't know the password.
Lord Landandy.
Lord Landandy planted a stone, watered it with interest, watched it rise to granite size, went to reap the harvest. The wily wizard wove a spell to make the wheat grow whiter. The writhing earth gave instant birth to giant nests of vipers. The rain is raining DDT, the hay is ripe for burning. The wind swings like a pendulum, the streams swarm with vermin.
Turn, 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 turn,
turn. Turn the grass to jags of glass, turn the rose to plastic. Turn the birds to lumps of turds, turn the trees to matchsticks. Turn the stars to neon lights, turn the moon to paper. Turn the clouds to chiffon shrouds, turn the seas to vapor. Turn the screw and turn the wheel, keep the death bells chiming. Aren't you proud that every shroud has got a silver lining?
Thank you.
working people who travel alone, and pray come and tell me where the work has all gone. Long time I have travelled and never found none, and it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. Provisions you buy from a shop, it is true, but if you've got no money, there's none there for you. So what are poor folk and their families to do? And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. You go to a shop and you ask for a job. They answer you there with a shake and a nod. Is enough to make poor folk to turn out and rob. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. You see working people are walking the street from morning till night for employment to seek, and scarcely they have any shoes to their feet. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. Home to be starved, but better have stayed where they were. And it's all the hard times of old England, in old England, very hard times. So come all working people and stand to your ground. If we all join together,
this is Matt Elders from Arts and Monkeys. You're listening to Sheffield Live.
Yeah. My obstinate uncle. My obstinate uncle once went to the sea with my mum and my dad and my cousins and me. We went in a yellow and green coloured bus, and the crowd of us made a magnificent fuss. My uncle, his mum's younger brother called Ernie, was in a great mood for most of the journey, till he and my mum had a slight disagreement about what a sign pointing down to the sea meant. Still, that was soon over and nobody grumbled, as down through the sand hills we rumbled and tumbled, and into the sea with an almighty splash, then off up the sand in a hurricane dash. We had a fine picnic, the food it was grand, though everything was slightly covered in sand. Then went for a walk through the edge of the waves and found some alarming piratical caves. We plucked up our courage, went in and explored for ages and ages until we got bored. Dad had been watching, and on our return he asked us quite anxiously, "Where's Uncle Ernie?" It seemed he'd gone off after lunch rather grumpy, complaining the sand was too lumpy and bumpy, and said, "If I look, I'm quite certain to hit on something or other more solid to sit on." My father had gone for a stroll later on and kept an eye out for where Ernie had gone, but got a bit worried when nowhere around, though he looked high and low, could my uncle be found. Myself and my cousins joined in on the search through the tea house, the pub and the old ruined church, then went back to Mum in a state of despair, till little Teresa cried, "What's that out there?" We looked where she pointed, right over the strand, and saw a small shape, just the size of your hand. And so we ran and we ran, but as we drew nearer, the shape it grew larger and queerer, for there on the edge of the water he sat, in his trousers and blazer and Panama hat. A long time ago there had once been a pier that had fallen to ruins for many a year, but down in the rubble, on one of the beams, old Ernie discovered the chair of his dreams and sat there as happy could be, with his shoes and socks off and his toes in the sea. He sat while we went for a swim and a run, built sandcastles, sunbathed and had lots of fun, and when we came back after taking a walk, he and my mother were having a talk, and as we drew nearer, being children and curious, we heard her say, "Ernie, please don't make me furious. You know how you suffer when you've had a soaking. When you're laid up in bed, you'll know I'm not joking." He said, "There's no need to make all this alarm. A drop of sea water will do me no harm." Said Mother, while throwing her eyes up to heaven, "You're worse than young Peter, and he's only 7. Come on now, please, Ernie, just don't be absurd." But he sat there, refusing to utter a word. Quite soon we discovered our little commotion had drawn a good crowd to the edge of the ocean, and watching the tide, it was rising quite fast, some people laid bets on how long he might last. By now there was water right over his knees, and people were saying he'd certainly freeze, and Peter said, "He'll get a cold in his bum, and got an 'I'll deal with you later' look from our mum." The sun was beginning to sink to the west as the water was rising around Ernie's chest. And then, as we noticed the first shining star, my mother said, "Ernie, this joke's gone too far." They all tried to move him, but so tight he gripped, they only got soaked as they slithered and slipped. When the water was lapping right under his chin, my dad came along and said, "Ernie, you win. Please do believe me. You've nothing to prove. We won't think less of you now if you move." But he sat like a statue in stone, though I think, when the grown-ups weren't watching, he gave us a wink. Dad said, "He was born for a watery grave," as the Panama hat floated off on a wave. And all we could see was his pipe and some bubbles. And sad Mother sighed, "There's an end to his troubles." Then, as we stood watching, our eyes growing dim. He stood up on the chair and dived in for a swim.
You're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM and sheffieldlive.org, number one for Sheffield music.
Yeah, Them is alive this week. Put it down, don't really need but complete. So life is good. Good like you know we really should. Them is alive this week.
Silent through the snow, drifting softly to your door. I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
I feel so strange, I feel so weak. I walk the world of empty streets in search alone. I've searched alone, but you're still in my mind. You're still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground, just like the rain, just like the rain. When we walk along the shore, my darkness shaded all we saw. I was unkind, I was unkind. I feel so strange, I feel so weak. I've walked a world of empty streets in search alone. I've searched alone, but you're still in my mind. You're still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground, just like the rain, just like the rain. Still in my mind. And here's where the sound of my tears hits the ground, just like the rain, just like the rain, just like the rain, just like the rain.
Yeah. na na, get a piece of corazón.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
But it's hard.